For one, the weekend's heat wave contributed. Tornadoes require humid, muggy air. That air sometimes meets a cold front, like the one that stalled over the Cape on Monday. They mix together. Then, wind on the ground blows from one direction, while higher in the sky, the wind starts to turn, blowing from a slightly different direction, according to meteorologist Phil Burt.
And it's that turning of the air with height that actually creates the turning at the surface that we see as essentially as a tornado or a waterspout or anything like that.
Part of that story is also the extreme nature of the situation that happened yesterday.
That's Jennifer Francis, an atmospheric scientist at the Woods Hole Research Center. She says to understand why tornadoes and waterspouts hit the Cape yesterday,
you really have to look at the jet stream to see the pattern that was in place.
The jet stream is essentially this fast-moving river of wind high above our heads. It's responsible for our weather patterns and looks like a wave with peaks and valleys. On Tuesday, one of those valleys, or troughs, was over the northeast.
And when we get these troughs, a sharp trough like that, is when you get the extreme upward motions that can cause severe thunderstorms and, in this case, even a tornado.
It's that combination of the jet stream and the heat and the cold front stalling directly over the Cape that created the right conditions to put this tornado here. And those conditions probably weren't a one-off. They have an underlying cause.
We can't take one tornado and say, yep, climate change did it. But we can certainly point to factors related to climate change and say unusual weather is happening more often. These kinds of things are going to happen more often.
Because of climate change, there's a lot more heat and moisture in the atmosphere. And that moisture is fuel for all sorts of storms, even tornadoes. So should we expect to see more tornadoes on the Cape?
It's possible that we'll see more tornadoes on Cape Cod, but I think the question is more general than that. What we should expect on Cape Cod and elsewhere are more unusual weather conditions to occur.
Plus, Phil Burt says, while the tornado wreaked havoc, he has bigger worries.
By far, the greater concern is the Cape getting a hurricane. Imagine what happened in Yarmouth and Harwich in that little stretch that got that storm, but then paint that same picture literally across every single town on the Cape, every road, every home. That's the far greater concern.
For WCAI, I'm Eve Zuckoff.